Welcome to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 563,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now, welcome to the cage, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you here, courtesy of our good sports-minded sponsors all over the state. We have moved to South Ridge High School for the opening game of the 6A state playoffs. The Grants Pass boys have traveled to South Ridge to take on the Skyhawks. That's why they call this place the cage. And it has the feel of an older gymnasium with wood stands that come right down to the floor on two sides of the floor. Walls tight on either end with their balcony going around three sides of the gym. It's a colorful gym with the walls primarily in a light beige, but there is about a 5 to 10 foot band of color going from brown to blue to red to green and repeated all the way around the top of the gym. It feels like a good place, a fun place to play basketball. And basketball is what we have tonight. First round, the Cavemen come in here ranked 28th and fought hard to get to 28th in the season. This team that they face, South Ridge, ranked 5th in the state and certainly deservedly so. Well, that's the scene here, courtesy of our good friends our sports-minded sponsors. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Pizza ready for Christine?
Ready to hear your name? Visit Abby's.com and let's make it happen. With our lunch and dinner specials, you win with premium ingredients, the best pizza, and toppings to the edge.
Abby's is legendary.
This March, what's better than a four-leaf clover? Abby's Hometown Hero. It features classic pepperoni, crisp green peppers, and tasty Italian sausage, all layered together for a legendary taste. Be a hero and save some green. On sale now at Abby's.com.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, every game has been the next game has been the most important one, and this certainly looms that way.
Yeah, this one's we don't win, we don't make playoffs. So basically, every game.
Let me interrupt you, head coach Jesse. That is the incorrect recording that we had with Coach Jesse, I believe, for the last game that aired. We'll take a little pause here, see if I can't find the right interview. If not, I'll relay that to you. In the meantime, we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, you had to meet some challenges in order to get here. The challenges don't get any easier tonight. What's the mood of your team right now?
They feel very, very, very confident. They're ready to go, and they're super, super excited for the challenge.
All right. How many practices have you had now since the real end of the season for you?
Since the real end of the season?
Sure. Regular season.
Well, every open day. We didn't really take any days off except for Saturday and Sunday. So I'm not to prep for these guys, too.
All right. Let's talk about these guys for a moment or two. We're talking about the Skyhawks of Southridge High School. Impressive record. They're ranked fifth in the state. They've only lost to two teams in the state of Oregon. That's Westview and Jesuit. They lost to Westview twice. They're all in the same conference.
Yep.
What are the challenges that this team brings to you?
Well, this team is, I like to explain it, the old Phoenix Suns, Steve Nash team. They run and gun and flame three-pointers left and right. So, you know, our goals is to eliminate as many wide-open three-pointers as we possibly can. And a lot of that just starts with being able to contain and not leaving the three-point shooters and live and dying with them getting to the rim or not.
I'm almost surprised a little bit that it's a run-and-gun shooting from the rim team, because looking at their roster, they're tall.
Yeah, they're tall, but their tallest player, he also shoots threes, and he gets up and down the court just like guards do. So just because he's 6'7" doesn't mean that he's slow by any means. He's very, very fast and will be one of their best players tonight, and we'll have our hands full, specifically James and Peyton will have their hands full this evening on trying to contain him as much as possible.
All right. Is the idea to keep him out of the key?
Yes and no. I mean, his game is, he has a complete game. You know, the mid-range jumpers is what we feel like is maybe his biggest weakness for the weaknesses that he has. So keeping him off of the three-point line, keeping him away from the low block, that will be what we emphasize this evening with James and Peyton guarding him.
The big guy, you're concerned more about his offense or his defense?
Not his defense, really. It's his offense. I think we're going to challenge him down low, try to get Jordan and Peyton the ball down low on the block, see if we can get him some foul trouble. But we're not really afraid of their defense. We don't feel like defensively they're as strong as a team. You know, I think Jesuit's defense was a little bit more stifling from what we can see on film. It's their offense that we really haven't faced. I mean, even when we faced Barlow, I think this team, Southridge, is a little bit more of a complete team than Barlow is player for player. You know, Barlow has three really good players, but this team probably has about six, seven decent players that we'll have to be aware of this evening.
All right, we'll talk about more about, in particular, the Grants Pass Caveman when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
All right, what can we look forward to tonight from the Grants Pass Caveman? First, defensively.
Defensively, that's going to be...
Get after it.
That's going to be the key to tonight's game. You know, Portland basketball is a lot more physical. The referees allow you to play a lot more physical than what they do down in Southern Oregon. So, you know, that's the reason we spent a lot of time up in Portland this in the preseason, is to get ready for moments like this. So, you know, our goal will be to limit the amount of three-pointers that they shoot wide open and really make them work down low for a lot of those things and kind of leave their posts on an island and stuff like that. They only really have one really good post player. The rest of them are just really, really good shooters.
The physical part of that game, is that good for you or is that a detriment?
You know, I think it's... I think it's a detriment, honestly. I think that when teams are really physical with us, sometimes we struggle, with the exception of one or two of our players. You know, that's the reason we really got after it, you know, up here in Portland playing the teams that we did is because I wanted us to be ready and understanding what that's going to look like. So, you know, we do struggle with physicality when other teams are really physical with us. So a lot of it is going to be how we handle that physicality and being able to keep our emotions in check and not do, you know, react and just be, you know, very, very sharp, razor focused and stuff like that.
All right. Talking about defense now, talk about offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Of course, we rely on Bruner and Rosetta. What do you look for tonight?
This evening, we're going to slow it down, Chuck. You know, we're going to try to hold the ball for 25 seconds and not get things sped up. Our goal is going to be to score anywhere after 25 seconds, unless we have a wide open layup. If we have a wide open layup, then we're going to take it. Otherwise, we're going to try to run sets, you know, try to beat their 2-3 extended zone. They play a 1-3-1 press. So I expect them to try to speed us up. I expect them to zone us a lot. So our goal will be to be disciplined on the offensive side and making sure that we get good quality shots within 25 to 35 seconds.
Your teams always seem to play well in gyms that you like. How do you feel about this gym, Coach?
I like this gym. I think this is a good atmosphere. You know, some of these bigger schools have a different setup than what Southridge has.
It feels like an older gym, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And even though they have an amazing school, walls are really close behind the backboards. That bodes well with our shooters. So the vibes are good in this gym, Chuck. I really like it. It feels good to be here.
All right. Good luck, Coach. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll have more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That is Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 3, a 6'2" senior, Peyton Bruner. Peyton's averaging just over 20 points a game, hitting 75% of his free throws. Then, wearing number 23, a 6'5 sophomore, Jordan Rosetta, averaging right at 16 points a game, hitting almost 68% of his free throws. He'll also get the start tonight. Wearing number 1, a 5'9 senior, Zach Deshane. Deshane averaging almost 8 points a game, hitting 80% of his free throws. Most of the time, he's at a 90%. Last game, he was 4-for-8, and that dropped his percentage a little bit, but normally a 90% free throw shooter. Also getting the start tonight, a 6-foot junior wearing number 4, Kingston Connolly. Connolly averaging almost 7 points per game, hitting 65% of his free throws. And the final starter tonight, Jameis Traylor, a 6-foot freshman. Traylor averaging almost 3 points per game, hitting 55.5% of his free throws. He's on the floor tonight to help with the defense, his quickness and rebounding, and has the ability to score. He can hit the 3 on occasion when it's called for. So that's the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll speculate on what we expect from the Skyhawks when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. And this is not confirmed. This is just what we suspect from the Southridge Skyhawks based on a couple of score sheets that we've been able to get our hands on in the short time period that we've had. Wearing number 14, standing at 6'7" tall, a senior, Alonzo Hoff. He's the man that we talked about with head coach Jesse, but rebounding, jumping out and hitting the three, rebounding on the inside. A medium range jumper may be his weakness, so he'll be the focus of a lot of the Grants Pass defense. Don't sell short. He's a senior. Another 6'2 senior, wearing number 13, is Keenan Rickett. Keenan, 6'2 senior, once again, part of this winning squad. Then we drop all the way down to 6'1, a sophomore, Elijah Thompson, wears number 5. Another sophomore, a 6'1 Nico Kalish, and a 6'1 junior, Drew Koenig. Now they can come off the bench and go 6'1, 6'1, 6'2 if they want to. And you've heard us talk about the height of this team. But their strength really seems to be their speed and their shooting ability from beyond the arc. So we'll see what transpires. That's the lineups, courtesy of our good friends at Barber's Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Pizza ready for Christine?
Ready to hear your name? Visit Abby's.com and let's make it happen. With our lunch and dinner specials, you win with premium ingredients, the best pizza, and toppings to the edge.
Abby's is legendary.
This March, what's better than a four-leaf clover? Abby's Hometown Hero. It features classic pepperoni, crisp green peppers, and tasty Italian sausage, all layered together for a legendary taste. Be a hero and save some green. On sale now at Abby's.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming as we're getting very, very close to the tip-off, the introduction of players, folks, with a minute 43 left on the halftime clock here. But for the Grants Pass Cavemen, after you heard what head coach Jesse say, what may come into play more than anything else is the shot clock and the Cavemen intending to hold the ball and not shoot until the 25-second mark. So they want to keep the offense on the sidelines, basically, of the Skyhawks. To that end, the defense will be to try to slow them down a little bit when they do have the basketball and keep them from not shooting open threes from beyond the arc. Pretty simple stuff here, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. We'll be back right after this message from those fine people.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Once again, all that boils down to is you have to put more points on the board than the opposing team, and that's always been a challenge for the Cavemen, averaging right at 50 points a game so far this year. Their defense is aimed at keeping the other team to about 45 points. So that's the scheme tonight. So look for big games, of course, from Rosetta and Bruner, and any extra points they can get, any extra offense from the supporting staff. That's the way we see it right now. PA announcer has taken over the floor. Both teams have come to the sidelines now, and we're just about ready to get this one underway as we're about to have the national anthem. While they play that here, we'll pause on our coverage. We'll be right back after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
As the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and our community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm assuming that we're going to have the introduction of the starting lineups for both squads right now, so get close to your radios. We'll try to share that with you as best we can. First of all, the Grants Pass Cavemen. Weston Berg standing at the free throw line in front of the quarter of Cavemen, set up for the starters to come through.
5'9", senior guard number one.
Zach Deshane being entered, wearing number one, 5'9", senior, is the lowest number. 6'3", Peyton Bruner, wearing number three. Introduced, modest applause, as the gym continues to fill here. Number four, Kingston Connolly being introduced for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And Jameis Traylor, a freshman, six-footer, coming onto the floor. And the final starter for Grants Pass is number 23, Jordan Rosetta. So, no surprises with the Grants Pass starting lineup. Now for the Skyhawks of Southridge High School. Let's see. We're getting a little noise here.
A 6'1" junior guard, number one, Drew
Grodig being introduced. Expected him.
A 6'1" junior guard, number 11, Julius Vessel.
6'1" junior. This was kind of a surprise. Julius Vessel also getting the start tonight. Number five being introduced. This was not a surprise. 6'1" sophomore Elijah Thompson. Two more. 6'2" senior. This will be number 13. Pardon me. No, this is number 14, Alonzo Hoff. And the final starter is number 13, Deegan Rigma. Recap. All right, well, we have the principals for both sides right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get close to your radios. We're about ready to get this one underway right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs as we move to a center court. Big red and black and gold S, the middle of the floor. Big one, going not quite sideline to sideline. As Bruner squares off against the 6'7" Hoff. Get close to your radios, folks. We're about ready to get this one underway as the basketball is moving into the center of the court right now. And it's high in the air and controlled by the Skyhawks in the backcourt. Quickly to Thompson. Thompson, right front court. Grants Pass and a man-to-man defense to open. Down low to recap. Right-hand side in the corner for three from number 11, Vessel. And it's 3-0 Skyhawks. Full court pressure now by the Skyhawks. Inbounds to Deshane over to Connolly. Connolly into the forecourt, right-hand side, then back to the left-hand side. On the wing, then to Bruner. Bruner looks down low for Rosetta. Couldn't get to him. Back out front to Connolly, then to Deshane. Deshane in the center circle right now. Pointing directions. Gets a pick from Rosetta. Goes to the right-hand side. Right back to Rosetta. Drives to the wing, left-hand side. Hands all the ball off to Connolly. Right-hand side to Traylor. Then in the corner to Deshane. Out front to Connolly. Left-hand side, then to Rosetta. Was that an alley-oop and a whistle stops the action. Shot clock violation. Ball left-hand side quickly in the hands of Vessel. Vessel out front to Recap. Recap at the free throw line, working with the basketball, shaking and baking. Drives right back, tries to get by Ball deflected out of his hand, picked up by Rosetta. Lead pass left-hand side to Traylor. Controls the ball in the corner, tries to attack on the inside. Has the ball slapped away, retrieves it. It goes into the backcourt. I'm not sure if it's going to be a violation or not. Yes, it is. The Gaben were the last to touch it. So the ball goes right back to the Sky King. Pardon me, Skyhawks, Sky Kings. Just dated myself there, didn't I? Number 11, Vessel, makes the inbounds play from the sideline just below us here. Ball in the backcourt then to Recamp. Out front then to number 5, Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Goes left-hand side to Recamp. Recamp looks down low. Out front to Hoff, right at the top of the key. Drives left-hand side. Hands off quickly to Thompson. Thompson drives, kicks the ball in the corner again to Vessel. Shot is up, no good. Rebound back up and in by Hoff. And the Cavemen down 5-0 here early. 6:26 to play. He passed down quickly to Traylor. Traylor right back to Rosetta, right front court. Rosetta then back to DeShane, right into the center circle. Calls for a pick out front. Looks left and right, then drives left-hand side. Shovels quickly to Conley. Conley with the basketball, left-hand side. Looks down low. Surrounded, bounce pass down low. Tried to get the ball into Rosetta. Off his hand, out of bounds. And the Cavemen turned it over him, 5-0. No score for the Cavemen yet, and the Skyhawks have the basketball again. Inbounds quickly to Thompson against that 2-1-2, that 2-2-1 trap zone the Cavemen throw at him. Back to Thompson. Thompson right-hand side to Recamp. Recamp to Thompson, left front court. Cavemen in a zone defense right now. Looks like a 2-1-2. Brunner out front. Bounce pass right-hand side to Hawk. Off right to the top of the key. Goes left-hand side to Recamp. Recamp from 3, top of the key. Hits the back of the iron and off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Brunner. Lets the traffic clear. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Into the forecourt quickly to the right-hand side. Penetrates. Goes all the way. Stripped of the basketball as he elevated. Picked up by Hoff. Hoff comes out all the way. Goes left-hand side in the corner. And drives the baseline. Kicks it out front. Right-hand side. Shot is up for 3. And it's gorgeous shot by Groening. So Groening has his 3. And it's 8-0. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. 5:23. 8-0. Grants Pass looking for its very first points of the game. We'll be back right after this full 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
5:23 left here in the first period. Grants Pass still looking for its first points of the game. Down 8-0 here to these flying Skyhawks. And they've been flying around the floor since the opening tip. Inbounds play for the Cavemen from the inline far end of the floor. Comes from Conley to Rosetta. Back over to Conley. Conley sees a trap forming. Gets the ball over to DeShane. Still in the backcourt. DeShane working hard against Thompson. Gets it under the forecourt right at the center circle. Little shaking and bacon, moves off the right-hand side, finds Brunner on the wing, right-hand side, looks for room, gets the ball inside Rosetta. Rosetta spins, has the ball slapped, taken away by Hoff again. Rebound goes out right-hand side to Groening. Groening on the right-hand side. Goes in the corner to, is that Recamp coming all the way, lays it up, and in he goes to the floor. And Recamp has his first 2 of the basketball game, and the Cavemen down 10-0 here early. DeShane on the drive, left-hand side, looking for some room. Gets the free throw line to the right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner, wing right, working with the basketball. Lobs it down low to Rosetta. Rosetta, double team down low, spins. Bumps up, goes up, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. So the Cavemen are looking for their first point. Foul called on Hoff. Hoff will pick up a first infraction of the basketball game for either side right now, with Jordan Rosetta going to the free throw line. 67.9% free throw shooter on the season. There's the deep breath, deep knee bend, shot is up. Good follow through, rolls off, no good. One more. McKittrick checks in, and Connolly gets a little breather. One more shot coming for Rosetta, the sophomore. 3 dribbles, a spin, 2 more dribbles. One more, deep breath, there's the deep breath. Shot is up, follow through, nothing but net. Grants Pass has its first point, and it's 10-1. in the backcourt. The Cavemen trying for the trap right now. Inbounds play comes to Thompson. Thompson back left-hand side to recap. Back to Thompson. Thompson into the forecourt. Feeds it high post to Hoff. Comes down, spins into the paint. Goes up with a shot. That is off, no good. Foul call probably on DeShane. There goes DeShane again at 5'9". He's picking on the biggest man on the floor. So DeShane will pick up the first infraction for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight, going to the free throw line for a couple, or is Alonzo Hoff, once again, the 6'7 senior, 1 2-point field goal. No time at the free throw line, just shoots and hits. He's got three in the basketball game so far. 11-1 the score. One more shot coming for the big guy. Got to tip her hat to the Lady Cavers last night. They won. Shot us up, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. They'll be playing the same gym here on Friday night, folks. Rosetta in the backcourt. A little behind-the-back dribble to get it into the forecourt. Left-hand side on the wing. Has the ball slapped out of bounds by Recamp. Inbounds play for the Cavemen will come from the sidelines. About midway between the end line and the half-court mark. DeShane will make the play. And looks for someone to get free and gets the ball out to Bruner, left front court. Payton comes to the right-hand side with the basketball, goes on the wing then to Traylor. Traylor looks down low, tries to get to Rosetta, crosses the line left-hand side to McKittrick for three. In and out, won't go. Rebound taken down by Hoff. The big guy, once again, he'll bring the ball down like a guard. Moves well, comes all the way down, lays one up over the front edge of the rim. It rolls off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta's outlet comes to DeShane on the fly, left-hand side, looking for Bruner down low. Couldn't get to him at the free-throw line. Tries to drive to the free-throw line. Lobs the ball into the corner to Bruner. Bruner controls, tries to get inside. Once again, looking down low for Rosetta if we can get to him. In the paint, calls left-hand side. Shot is up from the three-point line on the right-hand side from DeShane. No good. Rebound finally controlled by Hoff. Hoff controlling the board so far. The lead pass out to Recap. In the corner, left-hand side to Groening again. Hoff, no good. Rebound Rosetta for Grant's pass. And Rosetta puts the ball on the floor. Lead pass to Bruner, right-hand side. Bruner on the wing. A trailer in the corner. Trader, high post into Rosetta. Has the ball slapped out of his hand, but controls it. Gets it right back. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Right-hand side then to Trader. In the corner to DeShane. DeShane drives. Loses the basketball off his foot. Picked up quickly there by Thompson. Thompson on the drive right-hand side. Takes it all the way. Blocked by Bruner. Bruner gets the ball back into McKittrick. And McKittrick is fouled, I believe, by Recamp. Let's see. Won't be shots this time. That is the call. So Recamp will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. Second team foul this period on the Skyhawks. Checking in for Grants Pass is Tim Hart. So the Cavemen have Connolly back on the floor along with Hart, Bruner, McKittrick, and Rosetta. Ball stolen away in the backcourt, rolls almost out of bounds, and number five, Keith Thompson. Had the basketball, it slapped out of his hands, but he reached for it, and it's off him. So the Cavemen get the ball back in bounds quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta protects the basketball right back to Connolly. Connolly on the fly quickly. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner to Hart for three. Off, no good. Rebound controlled by McKittrick. He's double-teamed. Comes out the right-hand side. Gives the ball to Rosetta. Attacks along the baseline. Goes up hard, and Rosetta gets the first field goal of the night. He's got all three of Grant's passes points. It's 11-3. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Long pass up quickly to Bissell. Bissell out front. Gives the ball up again to Thompson. Thompson out front with the basketball. Right front court. Being surrounded by Connolly, then gets a pick from Hoff, moves off the left-hand side, fires the three from the top of the key, and it's good. His first points in the basketball game, and it's 14-3. Long pass up to Hart, right-hand side, to Bruner, corner, right-hand side. Tries to get in the paint, loses the basketball, goes to the floor, but Connolly picks it up, kicks it right back to Bruner, right-hand side on the wing, to the free-throw line, spins. But a man was waiting there, picked up by number four on the fly there. That's Schnorr. Our right-hand side, kicks the ball back out, has the ball on the wing. Corner right-hand side to Vessel again for three, and it's good. That's his second three of the night. He's got six in the game and down 17-3 here early. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Connolly. Connolly back to Bruner. Bruner comes across the timeline, right front court, sees the double team, flips it left-hand side to Connolly, then in the corner left to Hart. Hart shots a three, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Kalish. Back right-hand side, into the corner. Man attacks along the baseline, lose the ball, gets the ball out front. Ball is deflected and picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta on the fly, 3-on-2 break. Rosetta all the way, goes hard to the glass, high up glass, won't go. Rebound taken down by Kalish. Kalish brings the ball down, drops it off quickly to Thompson, top of the key. He drives, penetrates, lays one up off glass, won't go. High for the rebound is McKittrick out to Conley, but Conley is stripped of the basketball by Vessel. Flips it out to Hoff. Hoff comes down to the top of the key, lays it up and in. And Hoff right now with 5 points in the basketball game. 19-3, last minute to play here in the first period. Inbounds play to Conley, back to Bruner. Bruner across the timeline, left front court. On the left-hand side, then to Hart. Hart looks for help. And his pass slapped away, but he retrieves it when nobody can control it. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks along the baseline, gets in the paint. Little hook shot, it's up. And Rosetta now has all five of Grant's Pass's points, 19-5, 23 seconds left. Game going a lot faster than head coach Jesse wanted. Man walks it across the timeline. That's Thompson, right-hand side. Contents are down the last 10 seconds. Time to make something happen now. Out front, flips the ball out to Hoff. Hands it right back to Thompson. Thompson, left-hand side, 15-footer out, won't take it. Out top of the key, shot by Hoff at the buzzer is off. And at the end of the first period of play, it's Skyhawks 19, Grants Pass 5. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. All right, back to the second period. Right now, Grants Pass trailing 19-5, down by 14. See if we can't close this gap. On the alternate possession rule, the Skyhawks will bring the ball. No, Grants Pass gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt quickly to DeShane. DeShane spins, comes back across the timeline. Right-hand side quickly to Hart. On the wing, right-hand side out front to Conley. Pardon me, make that trailer. Left-hand side to Bruner. Brunner on the wing, looks down low, can't find anybody inside, decides to back in himself, drops it off in the corner to Conley. Conley surrounded by Recamp, gets out top of the key, then to Traylor. Traylor shovels out front to DeShane. DeShane head fakes, drives to the free throw line, spins, cooks the ball left-hand side to Traylor in the corner. No time for a shot, drives, kicks the ball down low to Conley from the right-hand side, and whistle stops the action. Player control foul called on Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his first of the basketball game. First team foul on the Cavemen this period. Inbounds play in the backcourt, uncontested by the Cavemen. Ball goes in the hands of Thompson. He walks it down across the timeline, left front court. Traylor comes after him. Out front is a Grants Pass in a man-to-man defense right now. Moves to the right-hand side, stops top of the key. Shakes, drives by Traylor. Shot is up and good by Thompson. Thompson with 5 points in the basketball game. It's 21-5. Bruder brings the ball down to Traylor, right-hand side, then to DeShane, right-hand side in the corner, then to Hart, fires the three, bounced high, and then finally dropped through, and somebody else has points besides Rosetta now. Hart with three, and the Cavemen have eight in the basketball game. Thompson, right-hand side for the Skyhawks, gets a pick from Recap. Out front, drives to the free throw line, spins, looks for help down low, goes to the corner, right-hand side, shot is up for three, this one's off, no good. Rebound, Gronick. Gronick brings it out right front court with the basketball. Out front to Thompson, left-hand side to Recap. Recap to the top of the key. Looking for a cutter inside. Gives the ball high post then to Thompson. Right back to Recap. Drives right-hand side in the corner. Has the ball taken away by DeShane. DeShane down the left-hand side on the drive all the way. Lays one up high off glass, and it's good. And DeShane has two for Grants Pass. And it's 21-10. Grants Pass down by 11. Inbounds play quickly to Thompson. Thompson left-hand side quickly to Kalish. Kalish to the top of the key. Shovels right back to Thompson. Grants Pass still in that man-to-man. Thompson left-hand side. Gets the ball out front quickly to Gronick. Gronick tries to drive by Conley. Does. Shot is up from about 4 feet out. Off no good. Gets his own board. Spins back. Gets Hart up in the air. Hart comes down on him. So Hart will draw the foul on that one. So Tim Hart will pick up his first infraction. And going to the free throw line, number one is Drew Gronick, 6'1", junior. First trip to the free throw line. for that young man. At least tonight. 21-10 the score. Grants Pass down by 11. Koenig at the free throw line with a couple. Shot is up and good. So Groening has four in the basketball game. So on the floor for Grants Pass again, as Hart has come out, or Rosetta, Connolly, Bruner, Traylor, and DeShane. So the starters are in for Grants Pass right now. Hoff returns to the lineup for the Skyhawks. One shot is up and good. So Groening finds two at the free throw line. Substitution comes in as Vessel returns to the floor. Schnorr sits down. Inbounds play from the end line. Comes from Rosetta, back to Connolly, back to Rosetta. Rosetta in the backcourt, sees that man-to-man under pressure. Recamp just in front of him, comes up to the top of the key. Puts the ball left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane directs traffic, tries to get by Kalish. Kalish out front, drives to the left-hand side. Stops the wing right, comes right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor down low to Bruner. Bruner works hard in the inside, gets a shot up and down. So Bruner gets his first two of the basketball game. The Cavemen playing a little better right now. Down the left-hand side, Groening on the drive. Lays one up off, no good. Rebound to Shane. DeShane comes back on the run. It's a three-on-three break. Pulls up at the free throw line. Kicks the ball back to Rosetta for three off the back of the iron. Too hard. Rebound chased out of bounds, and it's going to be Skyhawks basketball. 5:19 to play, first half. 23-12 the score. Vessel gets the inbounds play to recap, and he'll walk it down this time. Pressure has fallen back by the Cavemen right now. Comes across the timeline right at center court. Goes right-hand side to Vessel. Vessel takes a step in to Recamp. Recamp top of the key, then down low to Hoff. Hoff tries to go up with a shot, double team. Steps back out, fadeaway eight-footer is off. No good. Rebound still being fought for. Kalish gets it and puts it back up. No good. Rebound Recamp. Recamp goes up with a shot. And he's fouled either by Traylor or DeShane, and it's going to be Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his second infraction of the night. Third team foul on the Grants Pass game in here in the Spirit. Going to the free throw line, number 13, Keenan Recamp. First trip there has one two-point field goal in the basketball game at this point. Shot is up and good. 24-12. Traylor gets a little breather. McKittrick is back into the basketball game. Coach Jesse looking for some offense. McKittrick can hit the three. Recamp second shot up, hit off the back of the iron. No good this time. Rebound Bruner for Grants Pass. Back to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt. Avoids the double team. Ball slapped away, though. Picked up and lead pass out to Recamp, who lays it up and in. And Recamp has five in the basketball game right now. 26-12, 4:39 to play. And whistle stops the action on the inbounds play. A delay of game warning for the Southridge team. I'm not sure what happened. Didn't get the ball quickly to where it needed to be, evidently. DeShane in the backcourt. Lobs it over to Bruner. Bruner to the forecourt. Avoids stripped of the basketball again by Recamp. Lee quickly out to Groening, who lays it up and in. And Groening now has 7 points in the basketball game. It's 28-12. And again, in the backcourt, Recamp steals the ball, puts it up off no good. Rebound by Bruner. This team has quick hands on the drive. It's it's DeShane being fouled by Recamp that time. This came over his back trying to make the steal. Hart returns to the basketball game, and Bruner gets a little breather. Inbounds play for Grants Pass will be made by McKittrick just in front of the scores table, about 12 feet below us. 4:10 on the clock here. That's the time left here in the first half. Into the backcourt, the ball goes quickly to DeShane. DeShane shaking and baking across the free throw or timeline, right-hand side to McKittrick, left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly out front with the basketball game, drive to the right-hand side at the top of the key, comes down the paint, strips the basketball, picked up, though, by DeShane. DeShane to Hart in the corner for three, and this one's good for Hart. And Hart has two threes, both in this period, and it's 28-15. Hoff makes the inbounds play in the backcourt, uncontested to Thompson. Thompson walks the ball down. DeShane just keeping him honest as he comes across the timeline right front court. Rosetta comes across to help. Drives by the right-hand side. Throws one up. Off no good. Draws the foul from DeShane on the drive. I believe that's the call. That is the call. So DeShane will pick up his second. That's the fourth team foul on Grants Pass here in this period. 3:33 left going to the free throw line is number five, Elijah Thompson. His first trip there. 28-15 the score. Grants Pass on the short end of that one. One dribble, shot is up, Good. That's his sixth point tonight. And one more shot coming. And second shot is up. And it's good. 7 points for Thompson. Coming into the basketball game, Brooks Fortune, a six-foot sophomore. Grants Pass inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes from Rosetta to Conley. Pressure is falling back a bit as Conley comes into the forecourt. Left-hand side, slides down the wing. Corner left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick out high post into Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a cutter. Spins, comes down the paint. Has room. Lays one up. Too hard off glass. Rebound into the hands of Vessel. Vessel through heavy traffic. Coming down to the left-hand side. Stops. Waits for better numbers. Back out front to Groening. Groening top of the key. He wants to drive. Kicks the ball right back. Shot is up from three-point land. Off. No good. High for the rebound is Connelly. He can leap when he needs to. Outlet comes to Deshane. Deshane can't penetrate from here. Then drives back again. Floats one up from about 4 feet out. No good. Fights for the rebound. Comes out. It'll be Grant's fastball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor is Brunner. Checks right back in. And Deshane gets a little breather. 2:54 on the clock. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Rosetta flips the ball way out front to Brunner. Brunner between the circles. Bullet pass down low then to Rosetta. Out on the wing to Hart for three. This one missed everything into the hands of Vessel for the Skyhawks. Outlet comes to Thompson. Lead pass up to Groening. Left-hand side on the wing. Tries to drive. Kicks it back out to Thompson. Free throw line. Elevate. Shot is up from there and it's good. 9 points for Thompson. 2:33 on the clock. On the drive, Conley slides down the left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Goes down low to McKittrick. Then to Rosetta. Back out front to Hart. Hart to the free throw line. Elevates from there. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Board balls again into a Groening. Groening comes down the right-hand side. Into the forecourt. Elevates from three-point land. This one's off. No good. Only one there to rebound it was Rosetta. Nobody near him. So Jordan brings it down himself. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Gives the ball off to Conley. Conley head fakes once, then goes left-hand side in the corner. Tried to get the ball to Hart. And it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. Traylor checks in. Hart sits back down. Less than 2 minutes left here in the first half. Conley will make the inbounds play and goes to McKittrick, left front court. Back right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner looks down low. Comes in right-hand side in a corner then to Traylor. Traylor attacks along the baseline. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Brunner. Pumps once, then tries to get inside. Attacks along the baseline. Fade away. Eight-footer from the left-hand side. No good. Rebound into the hands of Thompson. Thompson through traffic on the fly. Top of the key. Little stutter step. Kicks it into the corner. Then back out on the wing to Hoff. Hoff runs all the way. Lays it up off glass. And Hoff gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. 34-15. Traylor brings the ball down across the timeline, right front court, on the wing, then to Conley. Conley to the free throw line, kicks the ball out front to Brunner, left-hand side to McKittrick, corner left, then to Traylor. Traylor in the corner, left-hand side, back out to front to Conley. Conley drives, free throw line, penetrates, lays one up, that's good for Conley. Conley flying through, finds a lane, and he gets his first two at the basketball game, 34-17. On the drive, Thompson kicks it left-hand side to Groening in the corner for three, and Groening buries it. That's his second three of the night. He's got 12 points in the basketball game, and it's a 20-point game. 37-17, 53 seconds left here in the first half. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Brunner. Brunner from the wing drives to the free throw line. I believe he's fouled by Hoff. Let's see. That's the call. So Hoff will pick up his second infraction of the basketball game. Second team foul on the Skyhawks this period. Deshane checks right back in for Grant's pass. Connolly's coming out. Rosetta's out, and on the floor we've got Brunner, McKittrick, Deshane, Hart, and Traylor. So the Cavemen have gone small. Of course, they're always small. Deshane from the left-hand side to Hart. Out front quickly to Traylor. Between the circles, right-hand side to Deshane on the wing. Into Brunner at the high post. Comes down the paint. Slays one up. That's good, and Brunner gets his second field goal. He's got four, 39-19. Into the forecourt, right-hand side, Thompson with the basketball. Half a minute left here in the half. Looking for help, trapped on the timeline and steps in. No, did he call a timeout? Timeout called by the Skyhawks. A look at the scoreboard with 26 seconds left. It's 37-19. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, tough night for the Grants Best Cavemen so far. 37-19 the score. Down by 15 points with 26 seconds left here in the first half. And it's been a much faster-paced game than I'm sure head coach Jesse wanted. On the alternate possession rule, it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from about the half court. No, they're going... Well, I guess I read the arrow wrong from my angle here. Inbounds play goes into the backcourt quickly to Thompson. Thompson walks down, crosses the timeline, right front court. Traylor is there, 19 seconds on the clock. Tries to drive, then backs away from Traylor's defense again. Out front, drives the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Kalish. Kalish right-hand side on the wing. Backs away again from Traylor's defense. Man-to-man, drives all the way, lays one up. That is finally good. Took a while to drop through. So Kalish has his first field goal of the night. And that's the end of the first period, first half of play, with the Skyhawks leading 39-19. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Pizza ready for Christine?
Ready to hear your name? Visit Abby's.com and let's make it happen. With our lunch and dinner specials, you win with premium ingredients, the best pizza, and toppings to the edge.
Abby's is legendary.
This March, what's better than a four-leaf clover? Abby's Hometown Hero. It features classic pepperoni, crisp green peppers, and tasty Italian sausage, all layered together for a legendary taste. Be a hero and save some green. On sale now at Abby's.com.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the svelte Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-2024.
Some three-pointers. Grants pass 50% from the free throw line. That's one for two. And we're whistled for five fouls. Conversely, the Southridge Skyhawks were whistled for four fouls. Their scoring came on 14 field goals, five three-pointers, and they hit 75% of eight free throws at six of eight shooting. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back. Let's run down the individual scoring. First of all, for the Southridge Skyhawks, in a starting role, Julius Vessel has 2 3-point field goals, 6 points, and no fouls. We saw Keegan Schnorr on the floor just briefly, didn't figure into my scoring line. In a starting role, Drew Groening has 3 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He has 12 points. I believe he's the leading scorer in the contest so far. No fouls. Nico Kalish off the bench contributed 1 2-point field goal. Didn't go to the free throw line. Was not whistled for a foul. Elijah Thompson, starting point guard, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He has 9 points in the contest and no fouls. Keegan Recamp has 2 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 5 points, and 2 fouls. And Alonzo Haw, 3 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line. He has 7 points and 2 fouls. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, we've seen Grady McKittrick didn't figure into my scoring line. Kingston Connolly, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. James Traylor, 2 fouls so far. Tim Hart came off the bench and added 2 3-point field goals, 6 points, and a single foul. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Jordan Rosetta has 5 points on 2 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line and no fouls. And Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 4 points, and no fouls. Count it all up, ladies and gentlemen. It is 39-19. Grants Pass trail the Skyhawks of Southridge High School here in the first round of the OSAA 6A state playoffs. Once again, 39-19. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Just coincidentally, they're playing one of Grants Pass's favorite songs at athletic venues, Sweet Caroline. Neil Diamond, of course. All right, now the Grants Pass came in. Wanted to slow things down. They have not so far. They wanted to take some time and get their shots off. They have not been allowed to do that just because of the in-your-face defense the Skyhawks have unleashed against the Grants Pass Cavemen. It's been man-to-man for most of the night by the Skyhawks. There's been only one that I'm aware of time clock infraction, and that was very early in the game. I don't know if the coaches pulled them back and said, go ahead, take a shot. So we need some scoring. Tim Hart came off the bench to find 6 on a couple of threes. Grants Pass just looking for some offense as Bruder and Rosetta have been held pretty much in check. Between them, they've got 9 points. So the Cavemen really need some offense right now. And if they can slow down the Skyhawks, they've got to find a way to do that. About 3.5 minutes left here on the warm-up clock. The Skyhawks are out of the locker room already. We've yet to see the Cavemen emerge. We expect them momentarily, and when they do, we'll be right here for them. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, coming to you live in Beaverton, Oregon, from Southridge High School. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving.
Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, 39-19. Could the Cavemen make that up? Yeah, it's certainly possible. Get a couple of three-point shots to fall, a couple of rebounds inside, and it could turn quickly. The Skyhawks may have something to say about that, though. Cavemen out of the locker room now and taking some warm-up shots as we're down to the final minute, 23 in the halftime. Once again, tip of the hat to the Lady Cavers winning last night. Congratulations, ladies. They advance to play on Friday night right here in this very same gym. They'll be taking on the Skyhawks. Got to see their women's team practice just briefly. Can't tell you anything about them. It was pretty staid practice. Just a couple of moves being introduced. Nothing unusual, certainly. That would help anybody that people don't know about. Final minute of play, or final minute on the warm-up or the halftime clock here, and we'll get right back to action on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H&I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime clock about ready to expire as the Cavemen send out their starters for the second period. We see Rosetta, Bruner, Traylor, DeShane, and Conley coming onto the floor right now. On the alternate possession rule, let's see. Well, I called that possession arrow wrong last time. It's pointed this time towards the Skyhawks, and I believe that's what's going to happen. It is. Vessel to make the inbounds play from the half-court mark. Cavemen putting up what appears to be a matchup zone right now. Thompson in the backcourt to get play started. Ball left-hand side quickly on the wing to Gronage. Back out to Thompson, top of the key. Little center step there, right-hand side to Vessel in the corner. Bounce pass down low to Hoff. Hoff takes a step out front. Gives the ball quickly. Out front then to Thompson. Thompson to the top of the key. Comes right-hand side again. Looking for Vessel in the corner. Deflected by the Cavemen out of bounds. It'll be Skyhawks ball inbounds from the corner right-hand side. All right. Thompson brings the ball in on the alley-oop to Hoff, and it's up for two. So real quickly, he gets his ninth point in the basketball game, 41-19. DeShane in the backcourt. Squares off with Vessel face-to-face, nose-to-nose. Comes across the timeline, left-hand side quickly to Rosetta, top of the key. Rosetta spins, backs out beyond the arc. Looks, bounce pass right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane wing right, left-hand side then to Bruner. Corner left then to Traylor. Traylor head fakes, looks for a man in the center. High post then to Rosetta. Rosetta to Conley on the cut, lays one up and in, and the Cavemen found a way to score there. Conley with his fourth point in the basketball game. It's a 20-point game again, 41-21. Thompson out front with the basketball for the Skyhawks at the top of the key. Kicks the ball down low to Hoff. Hoff on the baseline, puts it up and in, and Hoff answers immediately. He's got 11 in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Bruner from DeShane. Token pressure in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, though, quickly to Traylor. Then back out front again to DeShane. Top of the key, left-hand side to Conley. Floats one up from 10 feet on the left-hand side, and Conley finds some more offense. He's got six in the basketball game. It's 43-23. Thompson brings the ball across the timeline, left-hand side. Bounce pass left-hand side to Groening for three, and beyond the arc, no good. Hoff rebounds in the paint. Fades away, eight-footer off, no good. High for the rebound. DeShane at 5'9", pulls it down. Comes left-hand side. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta from 22 feet. Hits the back of the iron off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Vessel. Controls the ball. Then lead pass out quickly to Thompson. Thompson to the free throw line. Kicks left-hand side. Brings the ball back at himself. Still keeping the dribble alive. Turns, drives to the free throw line again. Looks down low for Hoff. Can't get to him. Back out front to Gronig. Left front court. Left wing then to Recamp. Fires the three, and it's good. And Recamp gets his, that's his first three of the night. Got 9 points in the basketball game. Long pass up quickly. Make that 8 points to left-hand side to Rosetta. Back out front to Conley. Left front court. Conley looks for some action. Gives the ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane slides to the right-hand side. Gets a pickup from Bruner. Corner right-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to DeShane. Traylor right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner, triple team. Tried to get the ball left-hand side to Conley, who had room, but it was slapped away out of bounds by Recamp. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. Our end of the floor. DeShane comes over to make the inbounds play as Rosetta posts high. Bruner goes to one corner. Traylor in the far corner. And Conley stops out front. And DeShane, bounce pass right-hand side to Conley. Got free on the inside. Spins, goes up with a shot that's deflected. Picked up by Hoff, and Hoff comes back on the run himself, bringing the ball down. 6 foot, 7 point guard, sweaty looks like, to the free throw line. Stops on the wing, right hand side. Out front to Recamp for three, and he nails it. And Recamp gets his second three. Now he's got 11 in the basketball game. 49-23. Line down the right hand side for Grant's pass. Conley down low to Rosetta. Puts one up that falls through. And Rosetta, third field goal. He's got 7 points in the contest. 49-25 the score. Skyhawks in control of this one. Thompson drives left-hand side into the forecourt now. Caveman pressure falls back into a 2-1-2 zone. Out front to Vessel, back left-hand side, then to Kronig, high post to Recamp, to Kronig, corner left-hand side, back out on the wing to Thompson, who nails another three. He's got 12 points in the basketball game now. 52-25, Grant's pass down by, oh, I won't even say it. Ball right-hand side to Bruner, high post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins, tries to attack. Stripped of the basketball, picked up by Vessel. Vessel back on the fly. Lays one up, off glass, won't go. And a foul call. I think DeShane probably got him. That's the call. So DeShane will pick up his third. 5:24 on the clock. Going to the free throw line. I believe that's number 11. Vessel, first trip to the charity stripe for this young man tonight. Has two threes, both in the first quarter. Shot is up the back, off the back of the iron, no good. McKittrick checks in, and Traylor sits down. 4:24 left on the clock here in the third period. One more shot coming for Vessel. It's up and hits the back of the iron. This one's off. 0-for-2 from charity stripe. Gets his own rebound back. Hands it back to Thompson. Fires off the back of the iron, no good. McKittrick rebounds, and got Hoff up in the air. Came down on him. Nothing he could do about it. So Hoff will pick up his third infraction of the basketball game. Kalish checks in, and Hoff will get a little breather for the Skyhawks. 4:16 showing on the clock. It's 52-25. McKittrick in the backcourt. Flips the ball over to DeShane. So DeShane comes down. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Off right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart bounce pass out front to McKittrick. McKittrick pumps once. Goes left-hand side then to Conley. Down low, tried to get the ball to Rosetta. He was being fronted by Thompson. Slapped the ball out of bounds. Okay, they call that Skyhawks. That's all right. 52-25, 3:59 on the clock. Inbounds quickly to Thompson in the backcourt. Comes in the right front court. Quickly to the between the circles, then to Recamp. Left-hand side of Gronig. To Thompson, left-hand side. Elevates him 18 feet off. Now gets his own rebound. Comes out to the right-hand side. Out front quickly to Gronig. Gronig penetrates. Shot up off glass. No good from 5 feet. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. That's the traffic clear. Brings the ball down himself. Right-hand side. Goes left-hand side to Conley. Conley flips over to McKittrick. McKittrick tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Looks left-hand side. Gives it to Conley. Wing right. Conley drives. He's got room at the free throw line. Floats one up from there. Hits the front of the iron off. No good. Recap. Long rebound out to out to Thompson, lays one up and in, got down there before anybody could react. 14 points for Thompson. McKittrick on the, pardon me, DeShane on the drive. Gives it to Hart, left-hand side in the corner. He floats one up from 8 feet, and Hart has a two-point field goal. He's got 8 points in the contest. Down right-hand side, Kalish with the basketball for the Skyhawks. Out front quickly to number 13. That's Recamp. Rebound being fought for, and finally controlled by McKittrick for Grant's pass. Outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane back on the run. Left-hand side. Elevates from the wing for three. Missed everything, though. Rebound. Vessel. Long pass again. Out to Thompson, and he lays it up again. And he's got 16 points in the contest. Timeout has been called by the Skyhawks, I believe. 2:43 to play. And the official's about ready to tell us It is a full timeout. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pizza ready for Christine?
Ready to hear your name? Visit Abby's.com and let's make it happen. With our lunch and dinner specials, you win with premium ingredients, the best pizza, and toppings to the edge.
Abby's is legendary.
This March, what's better than a four-leaf clover? Abby's Hometown Hero. It features classic pepperoni, crisp green peppers, and tasty Italian sausage, all layered together for a legendary taste. Be a hero and save some green. On sale now at Abby's.com.
2:43 left here in the third period. It is 56-27. Grants Pass trailing by that margin here. Here in the first round of the 6A state playoffs. Inbounds play quickly to Deshane, right back to Conley. Made the inbounds pass. Conley crosses the timeline, goes right-hand side to McKittrick, wing right. McKittrick brings the ball back out front, pumps once, goes to Deshane, corner right-hand side, launches a three. This one's off, no good. High rebound to Recamp. Recamp outlet comes quickly to Schnorr. Schnorr down right-hand side, flips the ball in the corner. Shot is off, no good. Rebound. Rosetta for Grant's pass, brings the ball down himself. Lead pass up to Hart, left-hand side on the wing. Hart, bounce pass to Rosetta in the corner. Rosetta drives, gets in the paint, pumps once, goes up the glass, and he'll get a couple of shots. Who fouled him there? Was it Recamp? We'll see. It was Recamp. Recamp will pick up his third of the basketball game. Second team foul this period on the Skyhawks. Going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta. Officially 67.9% free throw shooter here in the conference season. Deep breath, shot is up, and good. Bruner checks back in. He'd been getting a little breather. Deshane sits down for a little blow. 2:06 on the clock. One more shot coming from Rosetta. He's the leading scorer for Grants Pass right now with 8. Check that. Hart also has 8. One more shot for Rosetta. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. 2:04. Rebound quickly. Kalish on the right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Tries left-hand side. Kicks the ball out front quickly to Fortune. Fortune drives, lays one up off glass, won't go. The tip up by no good. Long rebound comes out to Hart. Hart comes back 1-on-5. Whoops, he'll wait for help. Flips the ball back out front to Connelly as the caveman reload. Connelly backs away from the defense right now. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Left-hand side quickly to Rosetta on the wing. Rosetta looks down low, looking for Bruner in the paint. Can't get to him. Drives the baseline, kicks the ball out front to Hart for 3. Off, no good. High rebound for Conley. Conley comes right back, drops the ball down low to Bruner, who puts it up and in. Bruner gets his third field goal. He's got 6 in the basketball game, averages 20. On the drive, Thompson comes down. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound cleared by Conley, and just as soon as he pulls it down, he is fouled, I believe, by Schnorr. Schnorr will pick up his first of the basketball game, third team foul on the Southridge Skyhawks. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the in line, far end of the floor. Thompson gets a little breather for the Skyhawks as Gronig returns. In the backcourt, the ball comes in to Bruner from Conley, back to Conley. Conley slides down the left-hand side. Out front, ball goes right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner to the Hart, corner right-hand side. He's surrounded immediately. Ball flipped way out front. Into the backcourt as McKittrick picks it up, and it'll be a backcourt violation. Ball goes right back to the Skyhawks, leading by 26, 56-30, with a minute left here in the third period. Caveman basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Glad you've chosen to join us tonight. Thanks for staying with us. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes quickly to Gronig. Out front then to Hoff. Hoff right front court. Being surrounded by Bruner. Gives the ball up front to Kalish. Kalish right-hand side quickly to Gronig. Top of the key. Down low to Kalish in the paint. Lays one up and in. And Kalish gets his second field goal. He's got 4 in the basketball game. On the fly comes Bruner. Bruner right-hand side to Hart. Hart head fakes out front. Picks up the basketball. Loses the dribble. It has the basketball. Tried to go down low to McKittrick on the cut. It was deflected. Loose basketball finally controlled by Rosetta. Tries to fight his way inside, but there's a scramble for the basketball. Bodies all over the floor. The jump ball is called. I believe it's Grants Pass basketball. It is. from the inline. Trailer checks in, and Hart will sit down. So inbounds play from the inline. Rosetta will make the inbounds play. Kaven put a box around the key this time. He'll break out of that. Trailer to the right-hand corner. Rosetta flips the ball way out front to Conley. Stops the ball from going into the backcourt. Conley, quick feet, tries to drive, and they're going to call a foul on number four, Schnorr. Got right in his way. That's the second on Schnorr this period. Fourth team foul on the Skyhawks in the third period. Inbounds play coming from McKittrick from the inline. Grants passes into the floor. They get into Conley. He's double-teamed in the corner immediately. Bounces the ball off. And evidently came out of bounds off of Conley. Inbounds play from Kalish to Hoff, and Hoff brings it down. 6'7" point guard. He's that talented. Goes left-hand side. Tries to drive. And takes, I think, one or two or three or four too many steps. Traveling call. Turns the ball right back over to Grant's pass. Bruner will make the play against full court pressure. Inbounds play comes to Conley in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor on the drive. Flying down the left-hand sideline. All the way into the wing left-hand side. Fires at the buzzer. Off no good. At the end of three, it's 58-30. We'll be back after with the fourth period. Right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Oh, listen, folks, get off work late, on your way home, tired, don't want to cook dinner, don't want to worry about it. Listen, yeah, pick up your cell phone. Well, don't pick up your cell phone. Pull over now. Then call 541-476-2133 and call Abby's Pizza, either on Beacon Drive or on the Williams Highway. Have a pizza delivered to your home. Once again, 476-2133. If you have a chance, check out their new remodel on the Williams Highway. High post now for the Skyhawks goes to recap, down low to Rukoff. Back out to recap, top of the key, drives the right-hand side. Pushed out on the wing right-hand side, hands off to Kalish. Cat quick, comes down the paint, shot is up, off, no good. And a player control foul on Kalish this time, I believe. Head into the man as the man comes to the sidelines. That's the call. Nico Kalish picks up. That's his first infraction of the basketball game, first team foul here in the fourth period for the Skyhawks. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Rosetta to Deshane, and Deshane into the forecourt, right-hand side. Comes across the top of the key, left-hand side, against what looks like a zone defense. Ball right-hand side, now to Trailer. Trailer drives the baseline, kicks it to McKittrick, left-hand side. Launches a three that's off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta out quickly to McKittrick on the wing, out front, top of the key. 25-footer from Deshane, off, no good. Long rebound falls out and bounces off the knee of Mr. Deshane. Ball will come in bounds for the Skyhawks just below us here. We're about 15 feet up off the playing floor. Kalish should make the inbounds play to Groening in the backcourt, uncontested. Got recamp with him. Moves off the left-hand side, left front court. Left between the circles of recamp. Back right-hand side to Kalish. Kalish looks for a cutter. Drives the right-hand side. Kicks the ball back out front to recamp. Recamp comes down. Looks for a man inside. Can't get to the big guy. Bounce pass inside. Down low. Cat quick move by Groening. And Groening gets the field goal. At 14 points in the basketball game. Deshane crosses the timeline right at center court for Grants Pass. Moves off to the right-hand side. Flips the ball back out to Rosetta. Rosetta to Trailer. Trailer between the circles. Shovels down low quickly to Bruner. Bruner left-hand side to McKittrick in the corner for three. Rattled it halfway down the cylinder and crawled right back out. On the drive right-hand side, Bessel drops the ball off to Hoff. Hoff to the free throw line. Kicks the ball back out to Groening, who nails the three. So Groening has his third fourth three-pointer. He got a lot of points. On the drive, Rosetta comes back with a two and gets his 10th point at the basketball game. Timeout has been called on the floor by the Cavemen. 6:13 to play. 63-32 is the score. And we'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. 63-32 the score. Here in the fourth period, Grants Pass outscored 19-11 in the third period, outscored 20-14 in the second period, and by 14 in the first period. So it's been all Skyhawks all the way, folks. They're fifth-ranked team in the state, and there's no question that they have earned that. What's impressed me most is the team speed. Everybody is quicker than a cat and fast. That appears to be top to bottom, anybody who's taken to the floor. And that includes their big guy, who's 6'7". It's his athleticism, not his height, that is making him a good basketball player. Trader came over, wanted to make the inbounds play. The official said, no, it belongs to the Skyhawks. It was their timeout. Inbounds in the backcourt comes to Thompson. Thompson slides down, just being kept on us by DeShane. To recap, left-hand side, then to Gronig. Back to Thompson on the drive. Goes to the baseline, kicks the ball in the corner, right-hand side. 4-3, in and out by Vessel. But the rebound and put back in by Hoff is good. He's got 13 points in the basketball game now. DeShane in the backcourt, uncontested as he walks across the timeline right at the center. Right-hand side to McKittrick. Right front court. Back out to the center to DeShane. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor back out to DeShane. Right-hand side to McKittrick as Rosetta comes out to the high post as Bruner drops down low. The ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta throws the ball out to basically nobody was close. I don't know if someone was supposed to cut to be there, but at any rate, those things happen when your score is 65-32. 5:19 to play. Inbounds in the backcourt for the Skyhawks. Goes to Thompson. Thompson just being kept on us by DeShane in the backcourt. Moves off left-hand side. Gives a high post then to Recamp. In the corner right-hand side to Vessel for three. This one missed everything. Rebound DeShane. DeShane comes back. It's a 4-on-2 break. Lobs it down low to Bruner. Bruner back to the glass. Missed it. Gets it back up and in. Got another chance. That's his fourth field goal. He's been held to 8 points so far. Ball right-hand side to Recamp. He'll launch the three from about 24 feet. And Recamp gets a three. He's got 14 points in the basketball game. What then? Three threes? Ball right-hand side, then quickly to McKittrick on the wing. Back out front then to DeShane. High post then to Rosetta. Rosetta comes down the paint, lays one up. That's good. And Rosetta continues to find a way to score. He's got 12 in the contest right now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Recamp in the corner. Way out front, left-hand side to Gronig. In the corner, then to Vessel out front, top of the key to Hoff. Hoff wants to drive and travels, trying to get down the floor. Grant's pass ball inbounds. From the sideline is some substitutions coming in for the Seahawks with 4 minutes left here in the contest. DeShane going to make the inbounds play just in front of the Skyhawks bench. DeShane in quickly to Bruner. Bruner back to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt quickly. Bounce pass, little head fake, moves off the right-hand side. Alley-oop down low for Bruner, lays it up and in. And Bruner now in double figures with 10 points. 68-38, 30-point margin right now. Thompson gives the ball up to Gronig between the circles. He backs away from DeShane's defense. Wants to drive by him, can't do it. Still keeps the dribble alive left front. And steps into the backcourt. Backcourt violation, turns the ball over. 3:14 to play. Aaron Chitness checks into the basketball game. He's starting to go deep in the roster now for the Skyhawks. Inbounds play from Bruner into the backcourt and contested to DeShane. DeShane spins, heads down the floor, crosses the timeline at center court, bounce pass right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner out front spins, Turns dry, lost the dribble, rolled out of bounds, turns the ball right back over. When it goes bad, it really goes bad. 68-38 to score, 2:41 showing in the season for one of these teams. Guys in blue, probably. Rebound in the through the hands of Gronage. Kicks the ball up quickly to Chitness. Chitness left-hand side to Kalish. Kalish back out, left-hand side. Shot is up, and in and out won't go. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta's controlled the board for Grant's pass. Comes down on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner backhanded. Rolls through it. It's good. So Bruner will pick up his 12th point of the basketball game. Goes to free throw line for one and was fouled by number three. That's Brooks Fortune. That's my first mark in his scoring line right now. And once again, Bruner at the free throw line. 75% free throw shooter in conference play. Shot is up and good. Inbounds quickly in the backcourt goes to Gronig. Back left-hand side to number three, Fortune. Fortune back to Gronig. Gronig up quickly. Then they up to Kalish, right-hand side. Spins down low. Gives it to, once again, Schnoor. Schnoor coming down. Gets his first 2 points in the basketball game for the Skyhawks. Less than 2 minutes left in the contest tonight. Deshane slides down the left wing. Back out front now. Left front court. Still keeps the dribble alive. Looks for them. Head fakes, drives, gets the free throw line, kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta at the baseline. Stopped about 15 feet out. Fade away, and it's off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Skyhawks. Lead pass out quickly to Fortune. Fortune at the free throw line, right-hand side to Gronig. Kicks it into the corner to Kalish. Launches the three-point attempt. Off, no good. High for the rebound is Traylor. Traylor lost the dribble. Picked up by right-hand side to Kalish. Back out to Gronig, who attacks the basketball. Was actually fouled by Bruner. No whistle. Ball down the left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick to the baseline. Kicks one up. That's good for McKittrick. So McKittrick gets a two-pointer on the drive. And timeout called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 101 to play in the contest. It's 70-43. Grants Pass on the short end of that score. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. A minute left in the season, primarily for the Grants Pass Cavemen, ladies and gentlemen. It's 70-43. They're on the short end of that score. On the floor for Grants Pass right now. Deshane, Bruner, Tim Hart, McKittrick, and Rosetta. And the inbounds play. Deshane commits a foul trying to get a steal. And that'll be his fourth of the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Kalish. Lead pass up left-hand side quickly to Schnoor. Schnoor hands the ball, keeps the ball, as if comes to the right-hand side. 40 seconds on the clock. Gives the ball right-hand side to Taylor. Out pass down low. The shove ball inside to Kalish, and Kalish lays it up and in. That's his third field goal. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. As Deshane brings the ball down, 26 seconds on the clock, slides left-hand side. Bounce pass out front to Hart. Hart from 25 feet, missed everything. Off, no good. It is Skyhawks basketball. Checking in for the basketball game right now is Weston Berg. And let's see if there are others. So Connolly is on the, let's see. Got the 3-2-1. That's the basketball game, ladies and gentlemen. Final score is 72-43. The Skyhawks advance and the Cavemen end their season here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll recap the numbers for you right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the svelte Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's websites as of 10-20-24.
Prince, just a warrior. Had an off game tonight. You know, he struggled a lot this evening on spacing and stuff like that and reading what they were trying to do to him. And we tried to give him a couple different looks, you know, with different post moves and getting to the outside, inside. He just struggled, you know, all night. And because they were throwing their best defensive players, double-teaming him. Zach DeShane, warrior, just really scrappy, one of our leaders of our team, defensively gets us into our sets and does a lot of good things for us. Tim Hart, you know, he didn't play last year, this year, really grateful due to some injuries and some other kids not choosing to come out, and, you know, really thankful that Timmy, you know, stuck it out, came and joined his brothers and did a great job. Timmy, who's our three-point specialist, and just did a really good job. Going to miss my seniors. All three kids are great kids, both on and off the court. Going to miss them and their leaderships and the fun times that we've had for the past 4 years. You know, I've been coaching Peyton and Zach for 4 years and Timmy for three, and, you know, just, you know, this is the worst loss of the season always, and, you know, going to miss the guys, but they played their heart out tonight. We were just overran by a bunch of really, really good basketball players.
That's a fast team. There's no question about that. All right, future. Tell me about the future here.
Future looks bright. Next year, not so sure, but Jordan's senior year and James's junior year and what we have coming up.
Jordan's junior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year, Jordan's going to be a junior. Freshman will be, you know, sophomores. You know, next year, I'm not 100% sure on how things will look. A lot of it will be contingent upon their focus on what sport they're going to choose to focus on. Basketball is a sport that you have to play 24/7 to compete with a team like this that play it 24/7. So, even though we push 2-3 sport athletes, which I recommend because it's healthy for them and it's good for them to be coached by other guys, our boys can't choose to put the basketball down even though they're throwing the football or kicking the soccer ball or running track or playing baseball, which I recommend. We have great coaches for that. But, you know, basketball-wise, they have to shoot every day, you know, got to work on their handles to compete with the team Salem North, you know, and so... You know, my message to some of the younger kids, for them to get better. You know, they're going to have to put their time and they're going to have to put their work in and going to have to make some choices in relationship to, you know, taking some pride in making, you know, whatever their skill is, to even be better so that we can compete harder next year.
Coach, I know our time is short. Just one quick question here. You really had to overcome some adversity in order to even get here at this point. That's an accomplishment for this team.
Yeah.
And something to hold their heads high. What do you say to the team right now?
Just a great season. You know, like I said, I mean, we lost probably our number two or number three scorer 45 seconds left into a soccer game. You know, that is a two-way player, and just talk to the boys about how resilient they were this year, you know. Didn't play the game, didn't stick to the game plan that we talked about. Southridge tipped their hat to them. They're very, very, very good at what they, you know, of what they do. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's important. And pump them with positivity. You know, they did accomplish a lot of good things. Tie in our league for second with all the injuries and, you know, stuff that we had to deal with this year. Really proud of the boys.
All right, Coach. Send along our congratulations for a great season. We certainly appreciate each one of them. Have a good trip home. And to all of you,
we'll be
back right after this one-minute Cake Man timeout.
Pizza ready for Christine?
Ready to hear your name? Visit Abby's.com and let's make it happen. With our lunch and dinner specials, you win with premium ingredients, the best pizza, and toppings to the edge.
Abby's is legendary.
This March, what's better than a four-leaf clover? Abby's Hometown Hero. It features classic pepperoni, crisp green peppers, and tasty Italian sausage, all layered together for a legendary taste. Be a hero and save some green. On sale now at Abby's.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Real quickly here, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. We'll run down the Grants Pass scoring. McKittrick had 2 points. Kingston Connolly, 3 field goals, 6 points, no fouls. James Traylor didn't score, picked up a couple of fouls. Tim Hart, 2 threes and a 2, 8 points tonight and a single foul. Zach Deshane, 2 points, 4 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, the leading scorer for Grants Pass with 12 points on 6 field goals, 2 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. And Peyton Bruner with 13 points, pardon me, he was the leading scorer with 6 field goals and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. Grants Pass's scoring came on 19 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, or whistled for 7 fouls. 10 fouls for the Skyhawks there. Scoring came on 28 field goals, lots of three-pointers, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. We'll be back right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Talk about the player of the game right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
And we tip our hats to Valvoline. Thank them for sponsoring the player of the game all season long. We do appreciate that. And the player of the game tonight, I've got to go with Jordan Rosetta this time. He was effective inside and out, contributed 12 points, but was most effective. He was the leading rebounder for Grants Pass. There's no question about that. So Jordan Rosetta, player of the game tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And let me see, I think that we're just about up to date with about everything. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for a great season here. To you, to all of our great sponsors, tip of the hat. Hopefully we'll be back next season. Well, for Aaron Stone, staffing radio control, executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm reminding you, the final score tonight, the Grants Pass came in losing to the Skyhawks of Southridge High School, 72-43. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation.
This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.
On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 563,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 563,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.